Hello and welcome to Pumped, the inside podcast by Schwalbe. I'm your host Tobias Vaughan, and I'm talking here with Schwalbe athletes from different disciplines, from downhill to cross country and from triathlon to road running. And today I'm talking to Camille Ballange. Last time we talked, she just won her first world champion title in Leogang, and this time, 1.5 years later, she just came back from her first World Cup win in 2022 in the opening race in Lourdes. In this episode, we talked about her race run, the different style of different riders, and her plans for the new 2022 World Cup season. Hey Camille, thanks a lot for taking the time to do the podcast with me. Where are you right now?
It's a pleasure. I am home.
So where is it?
I moved further up in the mountains. It's in Maglingen. Mm-hmm. 10 minutes from where I live, but just up the mountain.
Okay. So quite a beautiful place. Do you have a view over the lake?
Yeah, views over the lake, over the mountains, the big ones. And it's just nice to be at the top of the trails so I can jump on my bike from the garage and just go riding.
That sounds like a dream. So first of all, of course, congratulations on your first win in the World Cup season 2022. How are you doing with that right now?
It was really good. Didn't expect it to take the win again, but I felt pretty good on the track, not from the beginning, but just before finals, I was like in the good position. I felt like I could put a good run, so I was happy and everything went pretty much according to my plan, so I was really stoked with it.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. So Lourdes has been a topic of conversation for quite a long time because there was so much unknown. Will the weather hold? Is there still snow in this early stage of the season? And will it all work out this year with the shuttle bringing all the people up to the start? So how was your feeling when you arrived at the venue and at the track?
It was a bit of a mixed feeling because obviously we were really lucky with the weather. We didn't know if it's gonna hold on for the whole weekend, but when we arrived, it was warm, it was nice, so that was cool. And then already for track walk, we could see that it's gonna be difficult with the funicular. And seeing the track, I've never been there before, and I heard like a lot of stuff. Let's say most of them scary, like, oh, it's raining, we cannot ride, we're not going to be able to ride, and it's pretty steep and gnarly, and you have all those worlds from some of your friends, and then I've been watching videos, and it was pretty gnarly the past year there, so I was a bit, like, tense, and I was like, phew, just hope I'm going to make it through, and we had the longest track walk I've never did in my life. Like, we spent 2.5 hours on the track. It was like pretty demanding because, I don't know, it was just so many people on the track at the same time. So we always had to wait. And then it was a lot of line to look at. And just a new track to learn. So I guess we are watching a bit more than a track we know. Yeah. So the first day was like pretty epic. But it was good to catch up with everyone again, and the vibes were really good until we started practice the day after in the morning, and it was a bit chaotic. Everyone knew it's gonna take long to go up, so everyone went really early. Like, normally I'm not gonna go before 9 or 9:30 the first day because we have quite some time to train, so there was no need to go so early. We'll let the juniors do the walk and the first line on the track. But this time, luckily, we were like pretty much the first. Like, I was at 8 something there. And we waited like, I don't know, like 1 hour at least. Mm-hmm. So we're like, okay, yeah, that's gonna be hard. And yeah, I took my time, but I mean, I went straight after the first run to the queue again, and took me again another 1.5 hour mm-hmm. to wait, and I could only do 2 runs that first morning. So that was a bit weird, honestly. You kind of stressing also a little bit, and I just then start a new tactic. Instead of trying to go as fast as I could to the bottom and go to the queue, I just tried to watch the line way more on the track and push my bike back up, mm-hmm. Which I think was a good idea, but it just took me a lot of energy because you spend a lot of time walking up the track and pushing your bike.
Yeah.
But yeah, luckily I was one of those that are lucky to be in the time training, so I could do another 2 runs in the afternoon.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, but how hard is it for you mentally to really know, okay, that all the time it takes me 1.5 hour to go up again, and when you miss the line, you really need to wait for such a long time before you can try it again?
Yeah, we find some tactics. Luckily, I'm in a good team, and we sent the second day we sent the manager or the mechanic in the queue. That was a huge change because we could stay at the pit while mm-hmm. they were waiting and standing, and we could watch GoPros and just maybe eat something. And in that time, you could actually walk on your line and like speak with the teammates. So. That was a really good change that the mechanics went for us. So they were just calling us whenever we were in front of the line.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I think I'm pretty lucky that I don't need to ride a lot. In general, like, I'm not someone that is doing, like, 15, 20 laps before my race run. So for me, it wasn't a big challenge to do just, like, 4 laps in the first day, 3 the second, and just 1 lap before my race run. So I just, yeah, I just tell myself then, okay, that's where I'm at now. And I had a few lines to test, but I was just like, okay, there was no time to test them. So I was pretty convinced that the line I was were the best. So I was just eating them the best I could instead of trying every possible line on the tracks, which I will do normally. So it yeah. was a bit just a different approach, knowing that we couldn't do so many laps.
Yeah. Okay, and why you don't need to ride as much as other riders? Because you can remember the trails really good, or what is your special talent?
No, I don't think so. I think everyone knows the track pretty well. It's just yeah, I try to be really efficient, and maximum efficiency, minimum, yeah. How you call it, like energy, you know, like I try to save my energy as much as I can. Like, not that I'm unfit or anything, but I just think even if we are trained and we do everything in the off season, every lap gonna take some energy out of your body and also be a risk for a crash yeah. or hurting yourself. So I try not to go too early, first of all, because it's always sketchy in the morning. It's always wet for us, which is always tricky. This is why I almost never go before my race run in the morning practice. I just go to that 10-minute gap we have at 10:50 before the mm-hmm. race run. So I know the conditions are like really similar to what we are going to ride.
Yeah.
And yeah, just try to save my energy and yeah. and which just is, do exactly what I need and not more.
Which is probably super smart because, especially in the last years, I think a lot of really high qualified people got hurt in the last race or in the last practice run before the race. Right? I think Valli and other riders they crashed last year and then they were out for the whole race. So it's quite smart to save energy and not going for the risk. Yeah. The beginning of the season, it's always a little different because you don't know where other people are and how fit other people are. Were you a bit nervous before the first runs, or were you so fit that you're there and you're fit?
No, I mean, you never know until your race run, because we've been racing in Taruca a few weeks before, mm-hmm. and pretty much everyone was there. So I knew a bit the pace, and I knew I wasn't too far. And then we also raced in Brioude, the World Cup Zero, where Vali and Marin were there too. So it's never the same, because obviously we don't take as many risks as for a World Cup, but mm-hmm. you kind of know a bit if you're in pace or not. So I knew I wasn't totally going to be behind. And then, honestly, you don't know, like, I think the good test is quali, the qualifying run, which I was a bit surprised that I lost 3 seconds and a half just in the first split. Mm-hmm. So that kind of wake me up, and I knew what I had to do for the next day, and I really focused on that first lap, first split, mm-hmm. and I knew the rest gonna be okay. So yeah, just the lap I did before my race run, I tried a few different lines. I was at nothing to lose, so I tried different lines, and I knew I'm gonna have to push for the first split and then just ride as I can, and mm-hmm. it worked pretty well, so I'm stoked.
So the race in Lourdes was the first season opening where you're not wearing your world champion jersey. Does that takes a little weight off your shoulders, or do you not feel the pressure from outside? Because yeah, last year with the rainbow stripes, and everyone was watching you, and it's always special, right?
Yeah, I think it was just more of a stress last year because it was Leogang again, mm-hmm. and I felt like I kind of had to prove that I can be fast on this track, and it was just no luck. Maybe that was a bit more than just the rainbow jersey last year, but no, honestly, I didn't have a lot of like pressure or stress this weekend. I just wanted for me to do well, and you never know if you're going to end up on the podium again or not, and you never know when you're going to win again. And last year, I was really lucky to be on the podium every round, and you're always mm-hmm. asking yourself when's going to be the next one, where are you going to be out? And yeah, I just really hoped that I could be consistent as last year and be on the podium, and that was really just the best start I could do.
Yeah, definitely. So how was the track in Lourdes this year for you?
Really cool. Honestly, it was perfect condition, a bit greasy and slippery in the morning, especially at the bottom. It was a bit tricky to ride, not so fun because you were going all over the place. But like the rest of the track was cool, big compression and big hit, but a lot of different lines and like a bit of everything, really, like mm-hmm. hardback, dirt, fresh, smooth dirt, like big, not big, but like two pretty big road gap, but mm-hmm. nothing like crazy, nothing really hard to do at the end. Like we could pretty much ride everything first or second lap.
Okay.
But just the track was really demanding, and you had to be really precise. That was the more hard things to do. Like trying the lines in training was not too hard, but riding them fast and be precise all the time was the hardest for sure. But it was really fun, and the fans were crazy. Like already the first, like on Saturday for quali, was so many people on the track cheering with the chainsaw, and it was so good to be back and have so many fans back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really good. And most of the people at home on Red Bull TV, they just seeing a really just a short bit of the track, but the track has so many different surfaces, and it's steep, and then it's flat, and in the woods it's quite loamy, and in the steep part it's super hard pack. How long it takes you to really learn the track that you feel comfortable on all these different surfaces? And
this track is actually pretty easy to remember. because it's so different, you know exactly where you are. It's way harder on track like for William or Léger, where it always looks similar, so you're always confused.
Yeah,
so actually, okay. That track was good because, you know, yeah, Fox section is there is that steep shoot, then it's like long, flowy in the wood, then you have that loamy part. Like everything is so different. It's pretty easy to remember.
Mm-hmm.
But then obviously to set up your bike the best for the whole track is like not possible. You kind of have to set up like for, it's not going to work perfectly on every section. Yeah. That's what I mean. But you just set up, I think the setup wasn't important this weekend. Like that's why we talked about with the team. We said on this track is not going to play a huge part compared to Leogang or another track, so we didn't focus at all on setting. We just, yeah, put a setting we know works, and then we didn't think really about it. But we most of the time really focused on the lines, because you could win or lose more time with the lines than with the mm-hmm. setup. So yeah, we just tried. We had people on the track, and we've been watching with the GoPro, and we just tried to know which line is going to be the best, and it wasn't always the same for the guys or for us, but
mm-hmm.
That really.
Okay. So I can imagine that it's quite hard to set up the bike properly, and I think it's on this track it's pretty much the same with the tires, right? I mean, you choose some tires for the steep, for the grip, or do you choose more for the flatter, better rolling tires? So what did you use?
Actually, I tried both. Normally I know what I need and I'm going to stick with it. Which is most of the time just Magic Mari front and rear, but because it's steep and it was pretty loamy, I tried to have a better braking in the back, so I put a Dirty Dan cut, but okay. It was really good for whole first section, middle, but just for the bottom, it was terrible, especially in the morning, because it was just like rocks everywhere and slippery rocks.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was going all over the place, so then I went back to the full Magic Mari, and it was a bit maybe less braking for the first part, and maybe on off camber, like it was a lot of grass too, so maybe the grip wasn't as good as the Dirty Dan cut, but overall it was just walking everywhere else, so mm-hmm. I just then sticked with it and stay on dry normal tires, mm-hmm. which was a good decision. And the bike setup, also because we had just got a new bike, it was hard, so the only thing I know is that I'm gonna ride way faster during my race run, so just before my race run I just put more air in my fork and more compression in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, it was just working for the race, but that's something I'm not trying before, because it's gonna feel a bit shit, because as long as you're not riding as fast as you do during the race run, you're gonna think it's too hard, but once you're going faster, you're happy to have more support.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So in the quali you were fourth, but then in a race run you came out on top. Where did you win the race, and where did you found the time? Was it the first sector?
No, apparently. I mean, for me, yes, compared to my quali, because that's where I lost the most. So that's where I really tell myself I need to push and be way faster.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, if you look at the slit, Pompon was green all the way down until the finish.
Mm-hmm.
So she lost in the last split, which I don't really know what I did there. So special, because it's like nothing crazy. I just like stepped down, coming really fast into the whoops, but I don't think anyone is breaking into them. And then you have like two corner and that's it. And I didn't even pedal on the bridge and at the finish, because something happens with my derailleur, and I felt like the chain was off or something was weird, so I didn't want it to take the risk to pedal and then end up like stuck with the pedal down on the big drop at the end. So
mm-hmm.
I didn't pedal, so I honestly I don't know what I did. Maybe just exit speed of the corner was better, but it was definitely really tight with the top three, so
Yeah.
Must be like little details here yeah. and there.
Yeah, that's really crazy because in the last few years I had the feeling that if a rider is fast, he's fast all the way down. But on this track or in this season, it feels like riders are not fast the whole way down. They are more fast in different sections. And the times going jumping from red to green and back to red and back to green. So there's way more... it's way closer. So what do you think? What's the reason for that? That it changed so much and it's just those little details that were...
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. We'll see for William, but I think it was this track that was so... it must be this track because it never been like that. Like, it was crazy. If you look the man or the woman, it was the same. Like you said, like, it was going red, green, red, green. It was crazy. Normally, if you lose 1 second at the top, you're like, you're not going to make it back. So I think this track was particularly... was... everywhere you could lose time, like I said, there were many different lines and you had to be really precise. So I think on another track we are not gonna see so much like back and forth mm-hmm. between the rider.
Yeah. But for us as the viewer, it was super interesting because you never know who's coming out in front and what changed during the race run.
Yeah, that was exciting.
Yeah, definitely. So, many riders have different riding styles. How would you describe your riding style?
I would describe it pretty, like, clean. Just, mm-hmm. like, an efficient and clean rider. Like, I don't move much, like, if I don't need to. Which I don't like to see myself riding. I don't... because it feels like I'm cheating all the time, which I'm not, obviously, but... I think I'm just pretty composed and I don't move around too much, like only if I need to do something, but otherwise I try to let my bike walk under me and my body is pretty stable and doesn't move so much.
Mm. So. But it never feels like you're super on the limit, so it always looks super in control, and I really like to watch your riding because I don't like it when it's so sketchy and you never know if the person will crash or not. So I really like it when it's super precise and it looks good. Are there different riding styles for different tracks and can you adapt to that?
No, honestly, I always try to be precise and in control. I think that's really my style and I'm not trying to do something different on another track. So maybe it would be better on other track to like to aggress more, like to attack more mm-hmm. if you want to make more points, but more time. But even when I try, I don't really make it happen. So I think it's just my style to be like that.
Okay, yeah. So the season just has started. What are the next things or the next races you're doing?
So now I'm at home for almost 2 weeks, which is mm-hmm. really cool. I can like go back to the basics, like lots of interval and like just strength training and really like the condition. And then I have an event with Kommensal in the Deux Alpes where... the people coming can try to beat us mm-hmm. so it's like a downhill track and it's not a race. There is like time training. You can do as many run as you can and you can try to beat Benoît Coulanges and I during the day so that's gonna be fun. And then later in May we have some testing nearby Fort William, not in Fort William, in the name is Dunkel, I think.
Mm-hmm. But, beautiful trails.
Yeah, new suspension, 23. So we're going to go there to get the new suspension and test it. Mm-hmm. And maybe with Benoit, we're going to go to ride the track in Fort Williams for 2 days. but not for the race, and then just go back home. And then we plan to do a little training camp in Switzerland with Benoit and I, and we have the same mechanic, just so with our mechanic, and the bike park's gonna open slowly again, like Virihorn and some places in Switzerland. So just gonna do a chill weekend at home, riding as much as we can, and then get fired up and ready for the next one, for Forium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that sounds really good. So that means you have a little break now and try to keep your pace for the next Fort William one. Fort William will be a really different race than Lourdes, right?
Totally differently. I think it's just the ground is so different, and it will be also really physical, I think, even more than Lourdes, even if Lourdes was really physical. But just really different. I think the vibe's gonna be a bit the same, like the fans there are crazy, and we couldn't go there for 5 years now, I think. So, four. I think the last time was 2018. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sure the fans going to be excited to go back. So, can't wait for that.
And the Scottish fans are always crazy.
Exactly.
Hey, thanks a lot for your time. And I wish you good luck and all the best for the season. And hopefully you keep the speed up and we'll win the next races as well.
Yeah, that would be really nice to hold on to that number one plate.
Yeah, so
we'll see when we talk again.
Yeah, so thanks a lot, and hopefully we talk really soon. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.